And yesterday on the show, we talked about how to practice sight reading. Got a few more tips today on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice. Let me introduce myself. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. If you've not heard me before, we're running through all sorts of hints and tips and advice on, well, exactly that, really. Short daily articulation and presentation tips, breathing and reading, inflection, projection, phonation and resonation, a correct intonation for conversation on Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice. And yes, I did make a slight trip there. I'm not going to edit it out. Hello, how are you doing? Another way to help you sight read is to read aloud and ad lib around the credits at the end of a TV show as they scroll up. Yeah, this is an odd one, isn't it? Maybe you've not heard of this one before, because doing this will help your muscle memory of sight reading. Being able to take almost any script and anticipate where it's going to get where it's going, to get a good inflection and tone from the get-go. And if you've recorded it, play it back to yourself while looking back at the text. That way you can check your accuracy, because it's really easy to misread or skip words and your tone. So let me go through that again. At the end of your favourite TV show, where the credits come up, ad-lib around those credits. So it may be something like, well, the part of X was played by Y and B played Z. Also involved in the studio production was this person, that person and the other person. Obviously, you're putting in the actual names here. The best boy was so-and-so, the grip was so-and-so, and the lighting director was so-and-so. Also involved in the production of today's episode was... Yeah, you get that kind of thing. You're getting used to ad-libbing around words as they appear on the screen. You're also getting used to sight-reading unusual words, like people's names, which is a really important part. You're getting to grips with being much more fluent. Okay, so all of those kinds of skills may not work for you, but it may just be something else that you think, yeah, I can do that while sitting in my favourite armchair at the end of my favourite TV show. It's really easy to do, Peter. Thanks very much indeed for the tip. Tomorrow, the two brains skill you need to master as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice continues. Two brains! Most of the people I work with haven't got one. Between them. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.